The integration window. How to use the 72-hour neuroplasticity period after psilocybin. A single psilocybin session triggers a cascade of cellular events that fundamentally alter the brain's capacity to change. The mechanism begins at the 5-HT2A receptor, but it doesn't end there. Psilocin, the biologically active metabolite of psilocybin, activates intracellular 5-HT2A receptors, driving three parallel structural processes simultaneously: dendritogenesis, the growth of new dendritic branches; synaptogenesis, the formation of new synaptic connections; and spinogenesis, the formation of new dendritic spines, which are the primary receiving sites for synaptic transmission. This process physically rewires the brain, not metaphorically. Shao et al., Neuron, 2021, documented this directly. A single psilocybin session produced a 10% increase in dendritic spine density in the prefrontal cortex within 24 hours. Critically, these structural changes persisted at 1 month follow-up, not transient functional adaptations, but durable physical architecture. Lai et al., Cell Reports 2018, confirmed the same pattern across multiple psychedelic compounds, establishing that this neuroplastic mechanism is a class-wide property of psychedelics, not specific to psilocybin alone. At the center of post-psilocybin neuroplasticity sits BDNF, brain-derived neurotrophic factor, the protein responsible for building and maintaining synaptic architecture. The research picture here is nuanced and intellectual honesty matters. Early literature proposed that psilocybin promotes long-term neuroplasticity via BDNF pathways, specifically through TRKB receptor activation. Molinaire et al., Nature 2023, reported direct TRKB binding by psilocybin, suggesting a BDNF-independent route to neuroplasticity, the compound directly activating the receptor rather than requiring BDNF itself. However, subsequent research has complicated this picture. Some studies failed to reproduce the direct TRKB-psilocin interaction, concluding that psilocin does not interact directly with the TRKB receptor. The intracellular 5-HT2A cascade, not TRKB, appears to be the more consistent primary driver of post-session structural change, Castren and Antila, Molecular Psychiatry, 2017. The practical takeaway: the neuroplastic effect is real and measurable, regardless of the precise receptor mechanism. The structural changes are not in dispute. The debate concerns mechanism, not outcome. In the first 24 hours after psilocybin, the brain is in a state of structural flux, unlike any other point in ordinary consciousness. The default mode network, suppressed during the session, is gradually re-establishing, but its hyperconnectivity patterns remain disrupted. The self-narrative is more fluid, more negotiable, than it will be again for months or years. Dendritic spine formation is being initiated. New synaptic connections are being explored. The brain is, in measurable structural terms, deciding what to keep. Sleep in the first night post-session is critical. REM sleep is the primary stage during which the brain consolidates new emotional and experiential patterns into long-term memory. The insights that remain accessible after the first night are substantially more likely to persist. Those lost before sleep integration have a narrower pathway to lasting change. The architectural window: neurons that fire together wire together. Neurons that don't fire together don't wire together. And new dendritic spines that go unused are pruned. The 72-hour window is when you decide which connections get reinforced. The research converges on a critical finding. The brain remains highly flexible in the hours and days immediately following a psychedelic experience. This extended neuroplastic period creates a biological window where new perspectives and neural connections are highly impressionable. During this window, the rebus model, relaxed beliefs under psychedelics, Carhart-Harris and Friston, Pharmacological Reviews 2019, offers a framework for understanding why. Under psilocybin, the brain's precision weighting of prior beliefs is relaxed. Prediction errors from environmental input carry more influence than normal. The brain is operating below its usual priors. And in the 24 to 72 hour window, this architecture hasn't fully reset. In practical terms, inputs received during this window encounter fewer cognitive filters. New frameworks are absorbed more deeply. The brain is not just open, it is structurally primed to retain what it encounters. In ordinary consciousness, the brain's prior beliefs dominate incoming sensory information. Prediction errors, data that contradicts established expectations, are dampened and filtered. This is cognitively efficient, but it is also what traps people in rigid psychological patterns. The self sees what it expects to see. Psilocybin dismantles this hierarchy temporarily. During the 72-hour integration window, this architecture hasn't fully reset. The brain is still operating with reduced prior dominance. This is why integration practices during this window aren't merely helpful. They are pharmacologically active. A therapy session during this window reaches a brain that has dropped its defenses against updating. A walk in nature activates parasympathetic restoration, increasing vagal tone and creating optimal conditions for the consolidation of calm, new patterns. Movement independently upregulates BDNF, creating biochemical synergy with the post-session plasticity state. Journaling activates verbal processing centers, creating linguistic anchors for new neural patterns that would otherwise remain pre-linguistic and difficult to access after the window closes. Theobromine vasodilation, flavanol neuroprotection, and the grounding ritual of cacao ceremony, precision formulated for the integration window. Across clinical trials investigating psilocybin, four integration practices emerge consistently as structurally supported by neuroscience, psychotherapy, and structured sharing. Across randomized controlled trials, the standard practice is post-session psychotherapy to draw out and solidify insights. For patients in end-of-life care, therapists help patients actively explore insights related to their prognosis and changes in how they perceive and embody pain. Processing the experience out loud with a trained guide consistently reveals subconscious patterns and insights not consciously noticed during the journey itself. Journaling. Writing or sketching immediately after the session captures raw emotions, images, and insights before they fade. The vivid details of a psychedelic experience follow recall patterns similar to dreams. They fade rapidly without immediate anchoring. Journaling preserves the raw material needed for long-term behavioral reflection. The sooner after the session, the more is retained. Grounding and nature. Reconnecting with the physical world, barefoot walking, time in natural environments, consuming grounding foods helps the nervous system safely transition back to everyday reality. Nature exposure independently demonstrates activation of the parasympathetic nervous system, reduced cortisol, and increased BDNF expression, all supporting the integration process at the cellular level. Rest. At least one full day away from screens, work, and high-stimulus environments allows the profound insights from the session to settle before consolidation. Forcing a rapid return to ordinary demands can interrupt the consolidation process before new patterns have stabilized. This is not recovery. It is active neurobiology. Integration is not optional. The brain does not automatically retain new pathways. Hebbian plasticity operates in both directions. Neurons that fire together wire together. Neurons that don't fire together don't wire together, and new dendritic spines that go unused are pruned. If the session opens new possibility spaces but no new patterns are reinforced during the neuroplastic window, the old attractor states, the rigid DMN hyperconnectivity, the habitual self-narrative loops, reclaim neural dominance as the window closes. The session will have generated profound experience without producing lasting structural change. This is the clinical picture behind integration failure. Sessions that were mystical and meaningful in the moment, but left no durable behavioral or psychological change. The catalyst was administered. The reaction was never allowed to complete. Because the brain is in this flexible state, structured integration practices are not merely decorative. Research confirms that rituals and symbolic practices are genuine tools that help the entire nervous system process the experience and sustain positive changes over time. If the integration phase is skipped, insights tend to fade. The major clinical trials make the centrality of integration structurally visible. Every protocol with significant outcome data includes structured integration as a core component, not an add-on. Davis et al., JAMA Psychiatry 2021. Two psilocybin sessions with comprehensive structured integration support produced 71% remission in major depressive disorder at 4 weeks. The effect size is without precedent in psychiatric pharmacology. The protocol included preparation sessions, dosing sessions, and multiple integration sessions in the weeks following. Carhart-Harris et al., 2018. Psilocybin with psychological support for treatment-resistant depression included integration sessions at 1 day, 1 week, and 2 weeks post-session. QIDS SR scores were reduced by an average of 11.7 points at 5 weeks. The integration sessions were not incidental. They were the protocol. Goodwin et al., NEJM, 2022. The Compass Pathways. Phase 2B trial, 25 mg psilocybin with structured psychological support, produced 29% remission versus 9% placebo. The phrase structured psychological support is integration, operationalized for a phase 3 clinical trial. The pattern is consistent. Structured integration is not the delivery vehicle for a drug. It is the therapy itself. The role of ceremonial cacao during integration is distinct from its role during the ceremony itself. The timing matters more than most people realize. Sources are specific on one important point. Hot cacao consumed alongside psilocybin can speed digestion so rapidly that the experience arrives too fast, potentially preventing deep emotional processing and integration during the journey itself. Cacao psilocybin timing is not incidental. In the post-session window, however, the pharmacological picture shifts. Theobromine, cacao's primary active methylxanthine, acts as a vasodilator, lowering blood pressure and providing a biological counterbalance to the cardiovascular demands of the session. In the integration window, theobromine's cardiovascular support continues. Improved circulation and parasympathetic activation create optimal conditions for cellular processes, including synaptic remodeling. The popular claim that cacao is rich in anandamide, the so-called bliss molecule, deserves a calibrating note. Scientific research shows that anandamide occurs in insignificant amounts in cacao. The genuine pharmacological contribution is theobromine, flavanols, and the ceremonial container itself, which is no less powerful for being non-pharmacological. The psilocybin journey is 4 to 6 hours. The neuroplasticity window is 72 hours. The integration work, the active reinforcement of new patterns through deliberate practice, extends over the following weeks. Each dimension is medicine. The session opens the gate. Integration decides what gets built while it's open. The research is unambiguous. The brain in the days following a psilocybin session is not the same brain that went into it. It is structurally more capable of change than at any other accessible moment in ordinary life. New dendritic spines are forming. Old attractor states are temporarily loosened. The system is waiting. The question is not whether change is possible. The question is whether you give it something worth becoming.